Now let's go back to Niall Hatch. Niall, some bad news about a bird called the slender-billed curlew.
Yes, very sad news. A bird that I myself had somewhere in the back of my mind had hoped against hope I would one day see, but it seems not. The slender-billed curlew, it's a species of wader. It's closely related to our own Eurasian curlew, the curlew that we often talk about on this programme. It's a slightly smaller version of that with a much more slender bill, as the name would suggest, lovely spotting on the chest. And sadly, it has now officially been declared extinct, which makes it the first bird that had spent a lot of its time much of its time within the European region to go extinct since the 1840s, when the Great Auk is the only other one that we've ever lost. Hopes were fading over the last few years that this bird somehow managed to cling on. The last absolutely confirmed sighting was in the mid-1990s of a bird in northern Morocco, which was the last known wintering site for that species. Not much is actually known about its life history. It's believed to have bred in the vast steppeland areas of Russia and Kazakhstan, but very few nests were ever discovered. Certainly it would never account for the bulk of the population. We do know in the 18th and 19th centuries that it was one of the most common birds on migration through the Mediterranean. It was hunted in big numbers in Italy at the time. Enormous flocks of this bird would fly, wintering presumably in North Africa. But back then, people didn't keep such detailed records. It does look very like the common or the Eurasian curlew that we know. Another bird called the whimbrel, a member of the same group. They all have that. They all have long, down curved beaks, generally brown plumage overall. But this was the smallest of the three. People were hoping against hope. There had been a few speculative sightings over the last few decades, but it was finally declared by BirdLife International, the IUCN, and other groups, following a lot of statistical analysis, that the likelihood of this species still existing was so remote as to be impossible, and now, unfortunately, has been officially declared extinct.
That's very sad news for everybody, but this should make us sit up and pay attention, Niall, should it not?
It does, Derek. This bird, the slender-billed curlew, was a member of the wader family. And we, of course, will be doing a special programme featuring waders live on the 30th of December. So you can learn a lot more about waders there. And we'll certainly be talking about the Eurasian curlew, probably a bit about the slender-billed curlew too in that context. Because we know the Eurasian curlew, this close relative of this species, it's also in trouble. And we've spoken many times on the programme about how the populations in Ireland and elsewhere have declined massively. That other species I mentioned, the whimbrel, a similar looking bird with sort of darker stripes on its head, a bit smaller, it's also in trouble. It doesn't breed in Ireland, passes through. But we know from the sad story of the slender-billed curlew, also from another species related, it looks very similar, a bird called the Eskimo curlew, which was once the most common bird seen migrating through the centre of the United States and ending up in through Central America in the pampases of Argentina. In the 19th century and beyond, before that, it was incredibly common. It is now also extinct. What this tells us is that there's something about this group of birds, the curlew family, that they tend to go from being super abundant to extinct in the blink of an eye. And there's something about changes to their environment that they just cannot take. And we're starting to see that, it's maybe underway already, in relation to the Eurasian curlew. We need to learn the lesson of the slender-billed curlew and not let the same fate befall its cousin.
All right, Niall, thank you very much indeed.